This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line. So I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Thanks for waiting. Mike's in West Hyannisport.
Awesome. Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi. I have a problem with tomatoes that I've been growing them for like 40 years and never experienced anything like this. But the new growth has stunted leaves with a little bit of holes in them and deformed, and they curl a little bit, maybe a little bit on the yellow side. You know, I looked online, and the best description that fits it is this yellow leaf curl virus. But it says it's transmitted by white flies, and there's no real insect problems. I have no white flies anywhere in the property. I'm a little bit stumped as to what's causing it. And it's affecting almost all of the tomatoes. For some reason, the cherry tomatoes seem to be immune to it. Haven't had any problems with those. And the tomatoes came from different locations, different garden centers, so that didn't come with the plants.
Okay. And how many plants has it affected?
Well, I have 16 plants. It's probably affected 10 of them at least.
Okay. Now, sometimes it's not always, you know, did you say the leaves, so the leaves were stunted, they weren't, did they curled some of the leaves?
Yes, they curled and they're stunting, very deformed, you know, they were smaller, much smaller than they should be. They're curled and, they have holes in them, but again, no insect damage causing it.
Yeah.
And it's the new growth only. The, you know, this plant started out looking great, making giant leaves and growing very nicely. Then all of a sudden the new leaves coming out exhibited this problem.
Okay, so I think one of the major things that's happening with it has to do with the amount of rain that has happened in the past month. Because overwatering can actually cause like almost root rot, causing it to stunt the growth and not have them, fully fill out. Don't think it's, you know, I think Mother Nature has a lot to do with this. How's your fertilization program? Are you fertilizing? And if so, what are you fertilizing with?
Basically, what I do is I throw a shovel full of peat moss and a cup of Holytone into the soil and mix it all in before I plant tomatoes, something I've been doing the same thing for forever. And I typically don't really fertilize again after that. Maybe I put some top coating in like around now in July. But that's about it for the fertilizing.
So I think another one of the problems this year compared to others is what the rain is doing, and especially after a drought of last year, a lot of the nutrients are not where they normally are, right, in the soil. Yeah, you're adding the peat moss and all that stuff, and it's really beneficial for the plant, but the nutrients that are in the existing soil are just not there as prevalent as they have been. Some of them are washed away. Some of them are just pushed deep into the ground and we can't get them. So I would look at to try and help some of this. One, hope that it doesn't rain as excessively, allowing the plant to dry out a little bit in between. But then two, look to add something along the lines of like a Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed. They also have a tomato and vegetable fertilizer. And the reason why I'm saying, like I said, the major thing here is a lot of the nutrients that are usually readily available sitting in the soil have either been pushed down so far, they've kind of washed away, causing a lot of things to happen. And you're noticing it on other plants as well. There's a lot of nutrients that aren't there. Like I have a bunch of I have some hydrangeas, the endless summer hydrangeas, where everything is turning a lighter green. You can see that they've been there for years. They've never had this issue, but it's the nutrients aren't in the soil and it needs a little bit of that iron to it. But the tomatoes are going to need a little bit of the calcium, the nitrogen. You don't want to use too much nitrogen, obviously, but the nitrogen is going to help promote the foliage to grow a little bit more. So it just needs a little something. Especially, you know, the little holes might be one of two things. Obviously, they could be an insect, but you're not seeing any insect around. What it really could be is the rain hits it, or we have like a rain shower, a sun shower, that's what I was looking for, and some of the water sits on the leaf, then the sun comes out, and it can almost burn a hole through it, causing those little holes to form, and then the fact that it's overwatered because of all that, it's stunting it. You'll notice it too sometimes. The tomatoes seem like they're stunted because they won't turn red in the middle of the summer. And that's because of the opposite, was it was too hot, too much heat. So they're prone to both of those things. So I really think it has a lot to do with what Mother Nature has done to you with the weather. I think it might be a one-off. You know, if it's a concern of yours that it might be in the soil, which I don't think it is, I'd take a look at getting like a soil test done for next season, right? Just to make sure there's nothing in there that is causing this. But I really just think the combination of a drought, all of what, June and July last year into parts of September, and then this year's overwatering, our soil is just leached out of what really should be there. And we just need to do something to help bring it back a little bit. You know, it could even be next spring, the whole veggie garden, just throw down like a 10-10-10 over the top early before you do any planting. Let that 10-10-10 break down and it just gives a good amount of nutrients back to the soil. So then you won't have to fertilize like you haven't in the past. You can just keep with the plan that you have in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that's certainly been true this year is the humidity levels have been unbelievable. I mean, it's been like 100% humidity for weeks on end now. I don't know if that has something to do with it. But
it adds the moisture to the soil, to the leaves, everything, right? And I'm surprised like the it hasn't had a lot of fungus or anything, because when we have lots of rain, then we have the humidity. That's what usually forces fungus. So, you know, if the leaves are turning white or silver or those types of things, maybe it has a little bit to do with the fungus. But I don't, you know, I obviously don't think that's it. I think it has something to do with just being overwatered and just the environmental conditions causing it to happen.
Okay. Yeah. Already? I do use the copper fungicide, so I don't seem to have that problem going on.
Well, that's perfect. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens next year. This year, it seems like the plants are not going to be producing like they have in the past. But
I think they've just
helping them out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think they've really just slowed down because of the way the weather has been. They just don't know what's going on, and they don't want to push too much. Because if you look at the when it rains one day, the next day it's so humid and hot. It's shocking the plant a little bit, almost causing like a shock to their system. So we just need to do something to help them get to that next level.
Okay, thanks.
Alrighty.
We'll see what happens. Okay. Take care.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And beautiful day out there. Great day to get out. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the weather because it is phenomenal out. Now, our phone number again, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about 45 minutes or so left in the show. So feel free to give us a call. We will do everything we can to help you out as time permits. So we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I've said it, I don't know how many times today, but beautiful day out there. And it's going to be a great one to get outside and enjoy the weather while you can. It's going to warm up, obviously. But just looking at the 10-day forecast, which could probably change tomorrow. But next week is looking like a cooler week starting, well, you know, starting Saturday. Looks like that's the a good chance for rain that day. But it's going to be a cooler week next week. So we might start to see some of our plants kind of pop back a little bit from all the stress. Because the heat and the rain and everything is just so stressful on them. Yeah, definitely be looking, if you have it or if you, you know, have been ever thinking about getting it, get some protolizer and use it on your plants, right? Notice that your plants are going to take it up and it will really work well for them. Honestly, it is probably one of the smarter things you're going to be able to do when it comes to your garden right now, because they're stressed. We just don't realize it because it's usually not this way this time of year. This is summer damage that I was talking about earlier, right? Summer damage is happening to our plants, and we need to really keep that in mind for our plants. Just getting overwatered, too much humidity, too much everything. And so this protolizer, using it to help protect the plant now, take care of some of the issues it might be having, and then build on its strength going in for the rest of the season. You know, just something to be thinking about, because it's starting to get wacky when it comes to the weather. You know, those of you who are you're probably noticing out there ants have started to go crazy.
right? We're noticing at my house, we had some carpenter ants come into the bathroom. We live on a slab in our lower floor of the bathroom where it was a little bit wetter. All of a sudden, just carpenter ants were everywhere. Just, it was insane. You know, taking a look at where they're coming from, obviously, is the way to go to take care of it. But it's cleaning some of the areas where it might stay wet that are close to the house. And if it's in the lawn areas or around the house, using a product. Now, Bonnet has a product called Ant Flea and Tick Granular. I've used it many times. It's worked so well. The other thing to do would be to spray around the house with like a product like 8 or a carpenter ant spray or a ant killer, making a perimeter around the house, not allowing the ants to get through. That was interesting. This was probably a couple weeks ago when it really happened that I saw them. I haven't really seen it then. But I went to a store on the way home, and it was like everybody had the same issue because everybody was in the same aisle getting the ant control. And all different types of it were sold out. I like the tarot ant traps. I like the fact that the ant will go into it and then bring it back to the colony and help disrupt the colony to get them out of there. And that's what we've noticed. But it's not just, you know, the traps on the inside, making sure you can control it from the outside. Get any of those areas around the house where, you know, make it a little bit more shade and water might sit a little bit. Clean up those areas so the water can just get down. Make sure, you know, some of the areas behind the shrubs that are around the house, maybe it's water sitting behind there, you're not seeing it. It's just bringing moisture towards the house. The water goes away because you're not seeing it. And it's just the moisture is right at the base of the house. So really just some things to think about because they really can become a nuisance, right? Carpenter ants aren't like that horrible that they're going to eat everything, but they're just going to make tunnels throughout things and make it a little harder. Anyways, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Update. This Sunday, a heat wave rolls on in cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas, and there's an update for you on the wild weather, that EF3 tornado that hit a Pfizer plant in North Carolina.
Pfizer says it's exploring alternative manufacturing locations as the plant will remain closed while damage is assessed. I'm Brad Siegel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu having a pacemaker put in. Netanyahu, who is 73 years old, sharing the news in a video message on his Twitter account. He says, "I feel great, but I listen to my doctors." Turning now to politics, there's new polling data out reflecting how Americans feel about a Biden-Trump rematch. USA's Jerry Barmash on the story.
A new poll shows voters are not enthusiastic about the prospect of a 2024 matchup between President Biden and former President Trump. Less than half those surveyed by the Yahoo News YouGov poll said they favored neither candidate.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Great day to go outside, do some weeding, do some cleaning up, right? Just getting a few extra things done in the yard is probably a good thing to be doing this morning. Enjoy the fresh air, enjoy it while we can, right? It's going to be a beautiful day, so it's definitely worth getting out and enjoying yourself while we can. You know, one thing to be looking out and something that you can be doing this time of year on any of your trees, shrubs, whichever, is look for some of that sucker growth. Look for some of the dead and damaged branches on your trees and shrubs. Because these are ones that at any time you'll actually be able to prune back. Because it is not worth keeping around on your plants. The dead and damage is doing no good to help out your plants or anything. And so what it's really doing is actually causing your plants to stress out a little bit. Because it's still putting an effort into that dead and damaged area. You know, right where it is trying to protect it from going any further. And so there's a lot of work that your plant's doing that you could easily just cut it back to where the good growth is, and then it doesn't have to focus on that. It can focus on other areas. And I mentioned it a lot, but I want to make sure I mention it again, because there's always been this thought that you cannot prune anything during the summer. But you can prune out dead and damaged, sucker growth, affected areas, or branches that are rubbing on another branch that's on there. Cleaning it up to the point where it's not going to do any damage. Because all of those things can lead to more damage and more stress for the tree or shrub. So it's really just something to be thinking about this time of year, of things you can be doing. We're not looking to make like a huge hedge during this time of year. It's too hot for that. We're not looking to, you know, do some of the shaping at this point. It's too hot for that. But with our plants being stressed out, you know, from those issues, plus what the rain and everything, we're just going to help them focus their energy elsewhere on the plant. So maybe it gets bigger. Maybe it has better flowers next year or this year. These are all things that we should be thinking about that can be done any time of year. The dead and damaged can be done any time of year, physically any single day, throughout the winter, etc. Because dead and damaged could lead to worse. So dead and damaged, if it has an issue and we get into a windstorm or something along those lines and maybe another branch touches it or it breaks, it's going to break and not have a very clean cut where the damage was from. And so it's going to have an erratic shape to it. It's also going to open the door up for pathogens that can go inside, you know, borers, insects like that. So we really need to be proactive throughout the growing season for that. It's definitely worth your time just doing some cleanup here and there. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 20 minutes or so left of the show. We're definitely here to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. Now, if you're looking to do some planting this time of year, you know, maybe you can do some containers, even though, it, you know, it might be a little bit late, but maybe you're doing, you know, repotting. I want you to look for the best soil out there. And that's the organic potting mix from Espoma. It's for all indoor and outdoor containers. Great blend for your plants, for, you know, all those flowers, annuals, even some houseplants, right? But it does contain the mycotone. It's that mycorrhizae that will help the root system develop a lot more. It's also fortified with earthworm castings, alfalfa meal, kelp meal, and feather meal. All great things for you to use on your indoor and outdoor containers. So definitely use it. This is the organic potting mix from Espoma. One of my favorite potting soils out there. It's just ideal for what you're looking for. If you want, go to their website at espoma.com. That's E-S-P-O-M-A.com to get more information on all the different products, because you might be looking in to get some of that information for some of those garden fertilizers as well for this fall. You know, because we're definitely going to want to feed a lot of our plants at half the rate that we did this spring. But take a look at some of the bags. They're going to tell you right there what you're going to need and how much you're going to need, etc. Maybe get that information before you go to a garden center to purchase it, so you just purchase the right amount. You're not purchasing more. And not that purchasing more is going to affect it, because I'll tell you this, it can be stored indoors in a cool, dry spot for a number of years and still be fine. So it's not that. It's just more, why not use what you got, what you need, and then move on to, you know, for next year. Some good stuff, some really good stuff out of Espoma. They have some great products. So it's definitely worth looking at. Now we're, had a good show today. And we want to thank again, Karen from Natural Alternatives for joining us. Some great information on what we can be doing for our mosquitoes that are out there right now for personal use and for protecting while you're out there. And then definitely take a look at their Beetle Gone product. Beetles are everywhere right now, right? They have the Beetle Gone product, and for the prior would be the Grub Gone, right? So take a look at those products and think ahead maybe for next year when it comes to the Grub Gone, but you can use that again at some point this season anyways. But that being said, go to their website. It's natural-alternative.com. Tons of great information there, too, in their Know and Grow library. That's right on the top. It's done by sections, right? So there's pests, lawn, ice melt, growing, it's checklists. So definitely take a look at it. And if you want to get more information about the mosquitoes, they got a couple. They have the mosquito repelling plants and the natural ways to repel mosquitoes, all sorts of stuff. It's awesome. Definitely take a look at their website. Again, natural-alternative.com. And to get it taken care of to get your stuff taken care of for the rest of the season. Anyways, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Our plants are stressed. There's a lot going on with this rain. It's causing our plants to almost kind of slow down on some of them. You know, we've heard some stunted growth on a few here. But our plants just are just like, what's going on? Do we have to build an arc and put two of each plant on an arc until it's done? I swear, I think that's the feeling right now. But we'll see how it goes. Your plants are probably thriving, mostly. Lots of good leaves, lots of good flowers. But I'm just wondering what's going to happen when the other shoe drops, when it starts to slow down a little bit, we get a little bit more heat. How late that heat going to go? What's going to happen to it? How's it going to affect our plants? You never know until it happens, but if we get into the drought from this, you never know. Do I think we're going to get into a drought? And right now, I don't think so. I think we're going to be in great condition for going into winter than we have in a number of years, right? Even like 3 years ago, we had all that rain, April, May, June, and partially into July. It was over at this point. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see. We'll see what happens to it. But this weather is just so unpredictable. We just don't know what could happen to our plants. So just keep them in mind. See what you can do to help them when they need it, and realize we're gonna need to fertilize these guys. More often right now because of the fact that a lot of those nutrients have been washed out of the ground and moved around in the ground. So some other things to be looking at this time of year. Right now, this is where the perennial hibiscus is starting to bloom. Right? It's starting to get those full blossoms. And those full blossoms are amazing. They can be, we talk about dinner plate dahlias. These are bigger than dinner plates, some of them. So really, just something to be adding to the garden would be that perennial hibiscus. There's so many different types of hibiscus, right? We have the tropical hibiscus. We have the Rosa Sharon, which is in the hibiscus family. And then we have the perennial hibiscus. And by far, I think this is the one with the biggest flowers, biggest blossoms, biggest everything. So really just take a look. Because I think it's I think it's one of the hidden gems that we kind of forget about in the hibiscus family. It's also one of the ones where you can have it so it's about 2 or 3 inches above the ground cut in the spring, and then all of a sudden it's 5-6 feet tall later on in the season. So it's definitely something to be thinking about at this time of year. It's worth adding that to your landscape. A lot of perennials are going to start coming into the fall. Perennial blooms are going to be coming in the late summer into the fall. You know, the coneflowers are coming into bloom. Those are, you know, can be a late July and August, some are later, depending upon the varieties. So you're going to start seeing some different colors in the garden. It's definitely worth, you know, taking a walk through a garden center to see what they have for products at every time of year of when it's blooming to help build your garden to be a season, full season garden versus just a one and done flower. Now we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll wrap up the show. If you have some questions, try and give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a call on the line, so I want to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy's in Mass.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I haven't been able to listen to you for some time, and I'm sure you talked about this, so it's probably going to be a repeat. What happened to my rose bushes?
Now or throughout the...
It just happened this season. I went out earlier and I trimmed them back. Your dad always used to say, as soon as the Red Sox pitch out that first ball, you can trim your bushes. So that's when I do it. And I thought they looked different to me. And I'm trimming away and then they just didn't get any flowers. There's a little bit of growth. And it's not just mine. I see it all in my area.
Well, so roses and perennials took a beating this winter to the point where a lot of them did not flower the way they should, did not get to that aspect because the weather was so bad during that winter. Even pruning them back, what just had happened was there was just some dead growth in there that nobody really knew because we're kind of always pruning at that time of year. It doesn't look like much.
Yeah.
And just it didn't really pop back, and it just kind of shocked the plants. The plant that you have now, I mean, is it growing well? Does it have, you know, good green leaves, everything? Or
In the center. I have one that is doing much better. It has just a few dead ones, and that's the one that got watered more last summer. See, I thought it was the summer drought.
I mean, there could be some of it from last year, but I think the biggest thing here is just the winter damage caused a lot of roses and perennials to not make it through the year. I'm seeing it a lot. It's almost more of the, some of the plants that needed to be pruned this spring. If we had not pruned them, we might have actually had some good because we almost pruned and then we get some really cold and bad weather. So it's just, it's not a lot that you did or could have done. It has a lot to do with the weather and how it has been. So I think that's the big takeaway from this. The one that's green now, definitely try to cut out the browning or the dead branches on the sides of it. You could feed it. You know, maybe use like a, you could use a rose tone if you haven't.
Yeah, I actually did feed them when I was pruning them. I fed them all with a holly tone.
Okay. I'd look to...
Oh, the rose tone.
Gotcha. They have a lot of different names. I get it.
Yeah.
But what you could be doing is look for like a liquid feed to it for right now to give something back, because the way the rain has done everything and all that stuff, it's moved a lot of the nutrients away from where they need to be in the soil. It's kind of washed them out. And so those nutrients aren't as readily available as they have been in the past.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that has a lot to do with it and what's causing the roses to not look great.
Another quick question. I hope it's quick.
Sure.
You've talked about this so much. I didn't listen because I didn't have them. But somebody gave them to me. Montauk daisies. They were beautiful last year. They've come back nicely. And I'm supposed to cut them around now, or am I?
You're a little bit late on it. They should. The idea is you cut them twice. Once in the early spring, cut them way back, and then you cut them again in. Before July 4th, and then they'll bloom for you in the fall. If you haven't done anything, that's not a big deal. I look around my neighborhood. I have one at the end of my road here, and they don't prune them throughout the season, and they bloom fine at the right time.
Good.
It's just what it does is it helps make sure they don't get too big. Right, because they can get so big that it's hard to keep them that size and without falling over. So
okay.
I think that's all it really is.
The friend who gave them to me apparently doesn't eat it, because that's what he talked about. They were getting so big they rooted themselves.
That's kind of what'll happen.
And I got some. It was nice though.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the phone call, Nancy. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's going to do it for this show. Until next week, get out there. Be good to each other. But get out there and plant something. It's a beautiful day to do it. We'll see you next week. Have a great one.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.